If there's one thing we learned from the Survivor 49 preseason player interviews, it's that Jam Jam and Rachel may be the best winners to ever play the game. Jam Jam and Rachel got a lot of shout-outs from this year's contestants on how they would like to play and players that they admire, and it makes sense because a lot of these players are really cut from the new era cloth. Ladies and gentlemen, Survivor 49 gets started in just under 2 weeks, so I thought it would be a good time to break down this cast and break down everybody with some player rankings. How we are going to do this is we are going to break down these player rankings by tribe, and at the end we are going to go over my five potential winner picks. We're going to start things off with the Hina tribe, and coming in at number six for the Hina tribe, I have Matt Williams. Matt is a goofball and gave a lot of quirky answers. This quirky, lovable personality is something he hopes people cling on to. He didn't give me a whole lot in terms of who he was as a person or what his game will be. He'll be the oldest person on the island, so if this weak tribe goes to tribal, I can see him being an easy boot. I also think he's already an outcast on this tribe. I don't think he really melds well with the people that are on this tribe, so I think that he will likely be a candidate for the first boot once this tribe goes to tribal. He doesn't take things too seriously, so maybe he does have this mastermind game strategy that he's just hiding from us, but as of right now, this quirky goofball I think will be the first boot off of his tribe. Coming in at number five, I have Jason Truel. Now, I like Jason, and I actually think that he could be a underrated player of the season. Seems like he wants to play this likable but low-key game, and he said Kenny from Gabon is his hero, and that's awesome. Love a shout out from Season Gabon. He is one of many people that also said that he's going to play like Rachel, slow in the beginning and turn it on at the end. And this doesn't really mean anything, but I wrote it down as a talking point because I think with the way Rachel played the game, I think you are going to see a lot of passive gameplay, and I think you'll see a lot of people not really starting to play until the very, very end. So this could be a weird season where not a whole lot of people want to take any shots. I think there's going to be a couple of active players among this cast. Jason's not one of them, though. I just think he might not play hard enough at times, but his likability more often than not will keep him in the loop. I don't think he'll be the first boot off this tribe. Coming in at number four, I have Steven Ram, your typical more than meets the eye strong guy that Survivor casts. He's a Jack 35-year-old who works for NASA. He seems like a real optimistic fella. Think we could get some really overly positive confessionals from Steven. I think physically and mentally in competitions, he'll be an asset to the tribe, so that has a chance to carry him into the jury phase. Although a smart cookie, I don't know how he's going to be strategically. He doesn't strike me as someone who will be leading those kind of conversations. I do think he'll have someone more likely than not in his ear telling him what to do. Not too high, not too low on Steven. I think physically he's good enough to take himself to the merge and be an asset to his tribe, but I doubt his strategical ability once he gets to that position. Coming in at number three, I have Christina Mills. I don't know if she's going to play a great game, but she is for sure gonna have a sob story. Most of her interview is just about her struggles and how season 45 got her through her tough times. She also called Jeff Uncle Jeffrey in this interview, and that's definitely making it into the show, like how Auntie Julie has made it into the Big Brother vernacular. Her interview was extremely focused on her trauma and her being a mom, but once they kind of dived into how she wants to play the game, she said that she is convinced that she is a Suri 2.0, and that is a bold claim. Doesn't seem like she has the game sense. I think she has a chance to be a likable presence, so she could have longevity, but I'm not high on a win here. But the top two players that I have on this list, I could easily see using Christina as a number here. I don't think that she's going to be leading a lot of strategical conversations, but I do think that she could be a potential number in an alliance that will carry her to probably the jury phase. And, you know, she could even probably get far into that aspect of the game just based on threat level. So keep an eye on the longevity for Christina. Not sure how much win equity she will have. Coming in at number two, I have Sophie Segretti, a super fan who seems crafty strategically. She didn't give too much here in the interview, to be honest, but the little that she did give gave off the impression that she knew the most about the game on the tribe. I think that she'll be at the epicenter of the strategy talks for her tribe, and I think she is a physical enough person. Players in this tribe are going to want to work with her. I think her and Christina will be close. You know, I'm high on Sophie. And coming in at number one on this tribe, I have MC. She just started watching the show 6 months ago. Says she binge watched the first half of season 47. I don't know if that means she didn't finish it or if she watched the rest live, but that was her surprise to know section. I don't know why anybody would be like surprised to know that. But anyway, like any of these new fans or recruits, she was drawn to the physical aspects of the show. And I think she'll be an asset in that way, being a personal trainer. Although new to the show, I do like the attributes she brings to the table, and I especially like how she meshes with this tribe. It's a relatively weak one, so she'll be one of the strongest members, making it highly unlikely she gets booted before the merge. I also think her personality melds well with people like Sophie, Christina, Jason as well. I think MC will be the most popular person in this tribe. So that was the Hina tribe. Now let's dive into the Kelly tribe. And at the bottom of this tribe, I have Jeremiah Ng. Here's a guy who's happy to be here, that's for sure. It was another one of these interviews where I feel like we got next to nothing from him in terms of insight on his gameplay. His answers were pretty boring, a real over-positive guy. That's his whole thing. Like, his most surprising thing is that he's always rooting for the underdog, and that's the least surprising thing that I've ever heard from an individual. He's one of the people I'm most confident in that is not winning. I think he's a likable enough person to keep around, but I doubt he'll be in the loop. Coming in at number five, I have Annie Davis. Typically, the last couple of seasons, players in Annie's archetype not only have longevity, sometimes they have win equity at the end. Is this the case with Annie? I'm not sure. We didn't get to really know much about her as a player or what she'd be like as a character. She kind of just listed off her life's accomplishments. Not very high on her as a player. Don't think she will go very far unless she kind of forms a dynamic duo within this tribe that I could kind of see coming, and we'll talk about that here in a second. Coming in at number four, I have Jake Latimer. This guy is going to be the Joe of the season, and what do you know? He identifies the most with Joe from last season. He's out to prove that good guys can finish first, and that is an actual quote. Jake could be good for Annie's game because he is somebody who I can see clicking with her just based off of personality. It seems like for him, strategy will be on the back burner, and he'll prefer relationships and loyalty, which is boring. I do think that there could, again, potentially be a little bit of a rivalry in this tribe where he could maybe be pre-jury boot, but we'll get to that here in a second. Coming in at number three, I have Nicole Mazzullo. Calling herself the love child of Boston Rob and Jambo is hilarious. I like the vibe strategically of Nicole, and I think if this tribe wins some challenges and avoids tribal and she can get her feet underneath her, she could be dangerous. I can envision her being a close second in command to another player that we'll talk about later, and I think that can be a formidable duo. The only problem is I can see another duo, that being Jake and Annie, and I think it could be a war. However, again, if this tribe is physical enough and she's able to get her claws into some people, I really see a bright future for her. Coming in at number two, I have Alex Moore. He's a young man who works in politics. I don't dare be Jimmied again. However, like a politician, he brought me right back in, and I did enjoy how he answered his questions. I also enjoy that he is a fan of the show, being in the Survivor Club in high school. Moore clearly has an eye for strategy, and I think he'll be a likable enough guy. The problem is that he gives me Jimmy from Big Brother and Thomas from last season vibes. Two players I really was high on who eventually flamed out, so he's tough to assess for me. There's a lot of variance to how Alex's time on Survivor can go. I could see a pre-jury good versus evil showdown on this tribe between Jake and Alex, who I doubt will get along. Just based on dynamics, I think Alex comes out on top. This seems like the tribe with the most gamers and strategists, so I think the advantage lies with Alex. And on top of the Kelly tribe, I have Sophie Bellardi. A Survivor loves casting two people with the same name. She wants to play her own game inspired by the baddies who came before her. That line made me cringe. But when she elaborated more on who she actually wanted to play, like, the names of Genevieve and Ceree came up, and I started to see the vision for Sophie and who she'll be as a player and how she'll fit on this tribe. She gave the most insight as to why she thinks she's going to win the game, and all of a sudden I started drinking the Sophie Kool-Aid, and again I have her at number one on the Kelly tribe. And the final tribe, we have the Uli tribe, and coming in at the bottom of this group I have Shannon Fairweather. She is the first of a run of three players in this tribe who didn't say much about their game but seem likable enough to possibly go far. I think this is likely the tribe who does the best in competitions and gets the most to jury. That being said, I have Shannon at the bottom of my list for this tribe. She has the makeup of a traditionally fine female Survivor player. I just think she comes off a bit aloof with her head in the clouds. However, all the women in this tribe kind of fit the same archetype, so maybe they'll all band together and she'll be safe. But as of now, I see her as the weakest player in this group. Coming in at number five, I have Sage Ahearns Nichols. She's kind of the same as Shannon. I wasn't completely blown away with anything she had to say. The former service member feels she is the most like Marianne because of her upbeat personality. I think she's fine enough. Just another one of these players we don't know a lot about coming into the season. Coming in at number four, I have Savannah Louie. I think Savannah knows what kind of game she wants to play. I also think she is self-aware of the person she is and the kind of game she'll need to play in order to win. Not a whole lot else. I think this tribe probably has the highest ceiling of players, like I mentioned. Although bland, I think they all are decent enough strategically and at comps to go far, and Savannah is no exception. Now we'll dive into the top three in this tribe, and here are the three players that I think could make an impact, starting things out with Rizzo Velosic. Probably butchered his last name. He was no doubt the most popular guy during the promos of this season, and I think is one of the rumored people for Survivor 50, but call me a fool, whatever, I'm still not as high on him and his own tribe than I am others. That probably makes me an idiot, but the Riz God does have some likable qualities and seems to understand the game. However, him saying he wants to chase greatness and be one of the best to ever play just gave me Adrian flashbacks. If the Rizzler ends up being fun TV and is one of the better players, I'll accept that, but as of now, he's middle of the road for me. Coming in at number two, I have Nate Moore. I think Nate and the top player on this list are two players who will work really well together. He's a producer of major movies, and the number one player is a video editor. The two of them are both fans shouting out to players. Both of them are old school players. For Nate, it was Earl Cole. Nate knows that his threat level is not high, and he takes pride in being likable enough that it'll carry him. I also don't think, despite his age, he will be that big of a liability in challenges. Keep your eyes on Nate. He could be a threat going forward. And coming in at number one, the person who I think will be Nate's right-hand man, that is Jawan Pitts. He gave a Sean Rector shout-out. I love that. Kind of like Sophie S, he didn't say much, but what he did say left a pretty favorable impression for me. I think he's somebody who will take calculated risks and will be well-liked enough and physical enough to do pretty well. We're just going to have to see what kind of strategic risks he will take and how that will benefit him in the game. But keep an eye on Jawan. I think he's somebody that, again, could go far. All right, so that is everybody ranked within their tribe. Now let me give you my top five potential winners of this season. Coming in at number five, I have Jawan. And coming in at number four, I have Alex Moore. Coming in at number three, I have MC. Coming in at number two, I have Nicole Mazzulla. And coming in at number one, and my winner pick, I have Sophie Bellardi. All righty, guys, this was my Survivor 49 cast assessment. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below. You can follow me on Twitter at Troop Talks, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button. A lot of you guys are not subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. Click the bell icon to get notified every single time I drop a new video. Thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great rest of your day.